Maybe first thing first, let's adopt these minutes before we will end up being no longer forming the quorum. Yeah, but let's also look at this minutes.
18 June.
Can look at the 19th of June. Singh, proposing.
I move, Chair.
Okay. The 26th of June. Look at that.
Second.
Just give a brief explanation.
Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Process.
Thank you, Mr. Process-wise, what Honourable, what Member Smith has suggested is an ideal situation where the committee would be an ideal situation where the committee runs its process and then we take it to the provinces. But we are in a situation where time, again, is against us. Where if we go that route, to put you process-wise, it will take us at least 3 weeks from the time I put an application in for adverts to go out for submissions. I've got to give members of the public at least 3 weeks to make submissions. 6 weeks gone. Once that submissions are received, we as a committee have to decide whether we call for, like we did with the MPRDA, our own public hearings. That will take maybe another 2 to 3 weeks. After that, so we're looking at 6, 8, 9 weeks. After that, the content advisor, together with the researcher, myself, everybody, and the legal advisors, come up with a report. Take another 2 weeks. If we're going according to what Mr. Smith is suggesting, then we'll take that report and go to the provinces and do a provincial briefing. They have their public hearings with our inputs. This process you are suggesting, sir, will take us into next year. What we can do is what we've done with the other bills. We run the, like I'm saying, this is a suggestion. It is entirely up to the committee how they move or proceed forward with this. We'll take this bill to provinces. The members will brief their respective provinces. Provinces will hold their public hearings. At the same time, we will advertise and call for public comments. We can work the dates that our report gets given to the provincial legislatures prior to them formulating a negotiating mandate. Because you must remember, the proposed amendments comes from the legislature in the form of a negotiating mandate. So if we run the two parallel, we can make sure, or we can work around it, that our report goes to the legislature. So when the legislature looks at all the public inputs that are made, they also take into consideration our inputs, because the report that we will compile would be from our engagement and inputs by the committee. That is my suggestion. Thank you.
Honorable members, the two, three other bills that we did, I think we have never had some hurdles with that. So can we then agree that the process that the Secretary has outlined, can we be followed so that the schedule of going to brief the provinces, we stick to that so that we shouldn't unnecessarily waste another time. Accepted, Honorable Member. Thank you. Are you
no.
Reaching any? Mm. Okay.
Don't bulldoze.
Right.
Jay?
Okay.
I totally disagree on that. The fact is, we as a committee are being deprived the opportunity to make amendments, because when you run the two processes parallel, then our amendments, because if we do our own public participation process, we can do amendments and send that amendments to the province that they will then do their process with, and then determine on that what they approve and what they don't approve on that. But if we do it parallel, we are deprived of an opportunity as a committee to do our own amendments on that. And that is in terms of the legislative process. We can't say no, but it's a shorter process. The thing is, we need to do these things right. If we're going to do public participation on our side, while provinces are busy with it, we're going to sit with exactly the same situation that we've sat with the previous bills, where we then ask ourselves, but why did we then do public participation? Because it could just as well have been done by the provinces. Because then we don't have any input on that. So those public participations are just being noted. It's not being implemented. If we implement it to have a discussion, we make our amendments, and then that amended document then goes to the provinces for their process to follow. That's the correct way.
Honorable Prince?
Even the process that we were followed the other time, we had the right to do amendments at the end and propose it was just. But I'm not disagreeing with the Honourable Member, because isn't it normal practice that we need to do our own amendments going through with the department, or was this now the beginning? Because I can recall the legal people must come, we must do our amendments, and they must correct us. They will bring it in, or they will explain to us, but not saying that we cannot do our amendments then after they explain, but for us to understand the rationale why they are not going to put our amendment in. They explain. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but that's the
point. But it is exactly what
what you
were saying.
Chairperson, I can't believe we're at the end of a term and we're still struggling the legislative process. Now, I want to tell you, I raised it this morning with the Chief Whip, and I will raise it in the programming meeting again, the same question, because I picked it up with the special planning bills. This is going to go on with this bill. This was not a problem. up to the beginning of this year. So I don't care, and you can attack me, and you can try to bulldoze us through. You can do whatever you want to do, anyone in this committee. But I'm telling you today, the rules of this council says, in rules 169 JSA, may recommend, this is this committee of the NCOP, may recommend approval or rejection of the bill or present an amendment bill. The Constitution says the powers of the National Council is to consider, pass, amend, propose amendments to or reject any legislation before the Council in accordance with this chapter and initiate or prepare legislation falling within the function of all those. Now my question is again, and I asked this question when we started with the MPRDM bill. We got a legal opinion about this, and we're still struggling with that bill after 2 years because people don't follow the rules. My question was, why does a bill, a 76 bill, being sent to this committee, if this committee has only functions and powers to amend based on what the province is saying to us? Then the flipping bill can go, a 76 bill can go from the National Council directly. Ellen, I gave you your time. Please listen to me. No, I do listen. I'm not talking to you alone. I'm not in a dialogue with you. I'm addressing the whole committee. I'm not dominating. If everyone listened to what I said 2 years ago, we would have passed the MPRDM long ago. If we only amend based on, if we only amend based on what provinces are saying, why is the bill being referred to NCOP? That's my question. We need a legal opinion on that. I asked it many times ago. Why does it go to through this committee? Why kind of 75 bills? Why does the 75 bills come to us? If we cannot amend any bill as a committee of the NCOP, why does the 75 bill come to the NCOP? So we can't short-circuit bills because of time. We have to find a resolution. Not only this, this is not only a problem in this committee, it's a problem all around. And the Mimosa Agreement findings, judgment is clear on these things, but if you want to open yourself up for more court cases, be free to do so.
Honorable Prince.
I don't see me differ from the Honorable Member. That is exactly, because it's the same thing that I'm saying, that we must have. I think you say I am different from you.
Who's that? Okay.
Kalebo Khamudulantilo, ke letleletswe mosuba ka puo yaka. Ya go boko le bophirima. Kalebo, ka ke tsenya maitato a go tsena thari mo meeting wa gago. Mara ke batla go agree le, akere go na le translator. A tla di tsenya. Ke ne kere ke batla go agree le re, a ke sure, ke a utlwa re mang. Ka proposal ya gage, because I think the public hearings tse di ko di provinceng, they will assist this committee also. Ke nagana gore the affected people sentle-ntle ba ko di provinceng. And the NCOP, I should also think, ba tswa ko di provinceng. So ga gona gore ke two issues ke e be fela yalo. So nna ke itse gore mathata keng, because the proposal made by Ntate Nancy Kagai, I agree with it. I'm from the Northwest. I agree with the proposal that let provinces go and deal with their public hearings. And then those public hearings report, and I will request the discipline and Zingidi Raf, Honorable Chair. So I will agree with him that the provinces hold their public hearings. At the same time, the committee can also do the report, unless committee Rahere, they can deal with that report within a week, and it's not possible. So I want to agree with the proposal made. Thank you very much.
Unfortunately, I don't want us to be in cycles in discussing this matter. Let me just give the content advisor to you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the opportunity. I don't want to create a situation where it looks like I agree or disagree with anybody. I'm going to talk to processes. If the province's brief committee members, our community members right now, it will be on the amendment bill as it stands now. That directly implies that there are no amendments coming from this committee that will be included in those briefings. In other words, if this committee 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or 4 months down the line develop an opinion about this bill, it is post public consultation, which kind of defies the purpose of what was the original proposal, which is before there's any consultation with the public, be sure that the bill is in a state that this committee deems it to be necessary. Consultation prior to that process sends a bill to the public, which, if I gauge the opinion of the committee, short-circuits the committee's opportunity to give its inputs on it. Once there is a mandate, the committee is in very tight, rule-bound operational procedures on how to deal with the bill. They cannot send proposed amendments back to provinces. If the provinces have followed a mandating procedure, it becomes very difficult. So all I want to say, I'm not arguing in any favor of any case, other than to highlight that once a bill is proposed or put forward in a public consultation state in provinces, that's the bill that has to be debated, which means if the consultation is done before any committee process is done, the committee cannot amend if there is anything that the committee finds troubling. I understand the time constraints, but a part of me wants to say if the department was that concerned about it, they shouldn't have come to us for the bill at this point in time. I am not in favor of being pushed for time to be told why things should be a certain way. They had 5 years. That being said, my only concern as a content individual is running parallel processes but consulting the public on one form of the bill already negates the committee running consultations, because it doesn't matter what the committee decides after that. That is my only concern. Thank you.
Thank you. If we go back to what the members were talking about, when we could make amendments and when we couldn't make, 75 bill is when this committee, the individual members, will propose amendments. The members of the committee propose. We, together with the legal advisors, will sit and draft. That's a 75 bill. We as members of the committee, you as members of the committee with the legal advisors, come up with proposed amendments. 75 bill does not go to provinces. 76 bill, members of the committee influences the decision of the provinces. They assist the provinces. They can come up, I was not finished it, Mr. Smith, we assist provinces in coming up with proposed amendments. We can also, as the committee, come up with proposed amendments, which is what I was saying. The report that this committee will send to provinces can include recommendations, can include our own proposed amendments can include all the feedback from the stakeholders that we engaged with. Now, the timing is what I was talking about. If we can complete our process and send our report with all our proposed amendments as a committee to the provinces before they draft their negotiating mandate. You must remember, a negotiating mandate is not dependent on one meeting. If you remember, we had four negotiating mandate meetings with regards to MPRDA. If a committee receives a negotiating mandate from a province, and a member of this committee who's from that province raises an issue, or any member raises an issue and says, but what about the amendments that the committee came up with in our report? The committee can take a resolution to send that amendment back to the province to say, can you please consider what we raised, and if you do not want to put it in your mandate, could you provide us with a reason? It's a negotiating phase. The phase is not finished until a province submits a final mandate. So members are not cut off. There is still engagement. It's a negotiating phase. Thank you.
Honorable Julius.
Chairperson, yes, I'm just worried that we are reducing process. And we've seen there were court cases on this. Even the president sent something back to say that processes were not followed. And that is why I'm sending the bill back to you. We have seen this past 4 years. We sat with the very same thing. All I'm proposing is that when we sent the bill to the provinces, we have done our job. It doesn't end there. We also go to the provinces because we are members of the legislature. We go to provinces and we normally do our oversight work there. But as a committee, we must do our work first. I cannot be expected to give my inputs and say, there it goes to the province because it's my inputs. What about the procedure of us? The process that we need to follow as a committee. We need to get from the public also, our stakeholders, to say that, listen guys, this and this and this and this. My proposal, Chairperson, let's do the right thing. I'm not concerned about time, because the Chairperson of the National Council of Provinces also guaranteed us that time should not be a factor when it comes to bills. Because this is very important work that we are doing, and we should do it right the first time. Thank you.
Right. Honorable Singh, are you raising?
Chair, what I think is that we need to just get a legal opinion from the parliamentary legal advisors on this issue here. Yeah, and soon, so that we don't lose time.
Honorable from Southwest.
I thought the advice. Thanks, Chair. I thought the man next to you is a legal advisor. Oh, he's not. Okay. All right. No, it's fine. Again, I'm from the province, so I was listening to him when he advised us. But now I still maintain, and I'm still saying, the communities are the most affected people. And I'm saying, members of the NCOP, all of them, they've got legislatures where they come from. Now, I just want to pose a question. Why can't they attend this with their provinces? If there's an issue, I understand the procedures and all of that, but this issue, we cannot keep it long, Chairperson. Thank you.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Members. we'll have to close this matter and follow the procedure. Doing it concurrently, or whatever effect means, provinces should also, as the, we will be briefing provinces very soon, and then we will advertise here so that we can also get inputs from the interested and affected partners. Thank you very much, and the meeting is adjourned.
Do you think the guy found the way out?
Yeah, I'm not sure.